podcast or doing a conversation series, I bought some domain names.
Yes.
Right? And the domains that I bought are opendexdjs.com. And so my dream is to call this the Open Dex podcast. So we're just gonna run with it for now. And then you guys can veto the names later. But right now, welcome to the Open Dex podcast, because that's the one penny domain that I got from GoDaddy.
Yeah.
And that's what it's gonna be, Open Dex. It's interesting to me, and is something that a lot of people don't cover in this forum, is other communities, other dance music, other electronic music communities, like venues, like up and coming DJs, yeah, like vibes, like genres that are taking over. I just thought it'd be really cool to talk through like experiences that we've had and are having in different cities. And, you know, that way, like, hey man, if somebody's watching this, they want to go to Charlotte or DC or Raleigh or San Francisco, you know, you can expect a certain thing in each city. And I always find this when I'm traveling, especially like I get to a new city and I'm like, what's the house music scene like here? What are the clubs I should check out? And it's not necessarily that easy all the time. Like there's one or two that dominate any given city, right? Like everybody knows Echo Stage in DC and people are starting to know Flash. But you and I know, like in DC, there's 100 different places you can get music. And so I thought it'd be interesting to see like, what's out there?
Yeah, the amount that we can say that, you know, there's only every city with the three big hitters as far as the clubs.
Yeah.
And yeah, those need to be kind of like, they need to shine too, because, you know, like, because all the ones that opened for them, and, you know, if we can, you know, give everyone their flowers as far as like,
for sure,
the clubs out there. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's well said. It's like, we were just in Brooklyn 2 weeks ago, right? And like the Mirage, Brooklyn Monarch, etc. People know those venues, but I mean, how many did we come across just being there for a day? We were there for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's dozens of places where there's good music, good variety. And I think that's worth kind of checking out anywhere.
I know. Yeah. I've definitely, like right now, like, we need to partake in searching out what's out there, outside of the DC scene. And so far when, you know, we ventured, to two cities, the one place in Miami that was, you know, your discovery. I love that place.
Do not sit on the furniture.
Yes,
it might be heaven on earth for me. I don't know. It's one of those places where you like talk it up to your friends, and you're like, oh man, I hope I didn't talk this up too much.
Yes.
But it's one of those places, man.
I mean, better than I imagined you would have described it. It was pretty cool.
I appreciate that. I'm glad you had a good time, man. That was a good night. And good people too, right? And that's the, you know, the,
I wasn't expecting that.
No, you like to think you can find that anywhere. Like, you know that there's these little like diamonds in the rough, these gems in different places, find them.
Yeah, like what did you take away from the Brooklyn, like one in
something? Yeah, it's something I took away from Brooklyn was the venue matters a lot. And we had a good venue in Aris Evolution, and it is kind of an up and comer. It has its Open Dex on Wednesdays. They just celebrated their 300th Open Dex, which is pretty impressive. At the same time, it doesn't have necessarily, or didn't have, I hope we're building it, didn't have the pull of like foot traffic and like, oh, there's a house music show at Aris, we're going. It's just
there's
a natural course,
of
right?
To do in Williamsburg,
yeah. Yeah, and there's just, in Williamsburg, there's just so much going on.
Yeah.
It's a vibrant, you know, area of Brooklyn and New York. But I think that's the takeaway, right? The venue has to kind of build its identity along with the DJs and the artists, and that's important to keep in mind. Yeah.
That's what we are doing. The vibe so far, I like the fact that RPG is, you know, kind of doing a new, you know, our way of doing things with like going to city to city.
Yeah. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, right? Like you got to get out. What about you? I mean, we were up there again, like 24 hours. So it wasn't like we didn't get the immersive experience.
I wish I admittedly think that I would love to be there on a weekly.
We're watching Joe, our buddy Joe, who lives up there and who's there you know, if once, twice, three times
a week. I also love you too, DC. I love you too.
Yeah, of course. By the way, yes, just to be clear, DC is, we are in DC, in the DC area. We DJ in DC and love the community that's sprouting up here. Yes. At the same time, like a lot of us, I think, you know, you're seeing DC DJs who are moving to Miami, moving to the West Coast. And I think that's great because it allows us to take a piece of what we grew up with here. But at the same time, like, there's a big world of house music out there that just deserves exploration. So love, nothing but love for DC.
I know. And I have so much respect for, like, from coming from, like, I would say, like, when I came into the scene, I was the underground raver from, like, Kansas and the Lawrence College scene. And, you know, back then it was like so hard to find out anything on the basis of like electronic shows.
Yeah. I didn't have it. I didn't grow up in it. And so I just didn't have it and notice it. So to me, it's still very fresh. And maybe that's why I'm so keen on like getting outside of DC or getting outside of the few places I've been. It's like, I just feel like there's a lot more out there. And you know, again, being in Brooklyn, performing in Brooklyn, being in Miami and watching the shows on there, like it's a testament to that there's just a lot out there to experience. But
yeah, that's a, you know, as far as like our decisions for that, like, yeah, it's like it's not without, you know, gaining anything, but just like trying to help other communities out too, you know?
Yeah. I'm curious if you found any, like, you know, we talked about Brooklyn, Miami, other places. Are there places where you've gone last couple years, few years, whether in the U.S. or overseas, that have surprised you with any like hidden gems or any hidden DJs or producers that are up and coming or anything like that?
Oh, there's definitely the ones that I remember, even during the European trips that I've done. I definitely just explored it in a way that I didn't look it up, just kind of just hit any spot that I could. On foot, and just whatever was just like that catches a good vibe. I was, you know, but I don't know.
So Barcelona, what, 3 years ago, 2 years ago? Was that two years?
2 years ago, yes, yes.
Yeah. So Barcelona, and then you guys did. You were Tomorrowland, so Amsterdam, Berlin.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Like, I'm not expecting you to have vivid memories of all those, but like, yeah, I'm just curious if there's anything that jumped out as like, oh damn, like that surprised me about Amsterdam or surprised me about Berlin.
I can't remember off the top of my head the clubs that they were just like, it was just like, I didn't look up to see the name. I just like, oh, there's this like line and we just win. There's a drum and bass night and there's, you know, a house night in Amsterdam was probably one of the special ones to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's interesting. You mentioned like drum and bass, and we're finding, I don't know yet. I feel like each place kind of has its genre or subgenre that's at the forefront for a moment because it seems to change like week to week, month to month.
Oh, drum and bass especially.
Yeah. Right. Like, yeah. Just every like, and around here, like we've seen, the places that we play in particular, right? Like we're finding that bass, like in any form, right? It draws a little bit better. It hits a little bit harder. It's not necessarily what we do as a collective,
but
it's interesting to see like what kind of pushes and pulls or pushes forward and pulls back and how that changes like season to season.
Yeah. It seems like, I don't know. We are attracted into what is connective, I guess, you know, what's connective to why a genre is a popular thing at the moment, whether, you know, we make it into this thing of like, social media, I think could kind of help now, with, you know, like people that are the casuals now, like they become like us eventually, they go, oh, that's the one that, you know, that I gravitate towards. I like this genre about more.
Yeah.
After combing over and filtering, you know.
Yeah. I would bet some of it's like generational too, right? Like we saw generations. Yeah. So like the younger generation in our circles have been more kind of keen to respond to bass and dubstep and drum and bass and like,
yes.
And whereas, you know, we're I think you and I have different genres we dabble in, but by and large, yes. we're kind of a community of house heads. Like, yes. and I think there's, I know you've got a sense of techno and kind of up tempo. And yes. at the same time, like it is interesting to see like what resonates with different age groups, different generations.
Something about the BPM. There's something yeah. deep yeah. within the BPMs, or yeah. something about little elements of the genres, or with the percussion, or something very primal, yeah. that type of deal. You know.
Yeah.
I can explain it as like, you know, it's kind of, it's sort of like you, whatever you got connected to, seeing your first show, then you kind of understood it because of.
Yeah, I mean, my first true electronic music experience was Woodstock 99, believe it or not, yes. like Fatboy Slim, which yes. is probably not what, you know, it's not a great.
You came a long way, Tom.
I've come a long way, right? But like that's yes. that experience has a reputation for something very yes. different
yes.
than the music at the time. But I do think that, you know, it's. Going back to kind of where we started with like the different communities and cities, like so Denver is a place that I don't know a lot about Denver's music scene, but I know it has a reputation like of it's yeah. it's bass heavy,
they
right?
Have
like
the crews there, yeah. All the dancing shuffling crews, as far as I could tell,
yeah.
through what I've seen on I don't know some of the things that I've seen on Instagram, like let's yeah. say with platforms, a lot of people go there out of like the shuffle scene, it seems.
Yeah,
I could be wrong. You guys correct me on
yeah,
that.
We're, one, we're yeah, we're going to just like yeah. bear all of our ignorance here. But yeah. but no, I mean, I think there's people who again will when you mention Denver, the first thing that comes to a lot of people's mind has been bass, and that could be true. I've got very limited, you know, experience. Yeah. I've been to a few shows in Denver over the last few years, but it just seems like there's not many places that have. Obviously, Detroit techno has a historical relevance. Chicago house music has historical relevance. But yeah. today, it seems like it's more and more genre. The genres are more kind of push and pull week to week, month to month, as opposed to like we've established our community as a yeah. XYZ genre kind of community, and that's it. And I think that's good and bad, right? Like I think it. You know, I don't know. What do you think? It's I don't know if we see it quite as much here in DC because we're just surrounded by it all the time, but. Like, do you see that genres are kind of pulling ahead or falling behind in any given area?
Surprisingly, yeah, surprisingly. Sometimes that's a hard question because I'm just like, there's so many things that I've yeah. that I've had going on this conversation with people, and I just love that it's just a community thing. You know, everyone's got their own separate yeah. thing, but like also as a community in a whole. I've actually spotted up at Echo Stage for Subtronics one time because my coworker needed a friend to go there, and I was like, this is not my thing, but I actually enjoyed it because I don't know, I felt like their community thing is strong, the way yeah. they're bonding over this. It's just like being in a mosh pit or some weird thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You know, you're like the new metal of
yeah, yeah, it makes genre, sense. It makes sense. No, right? I get it. It makes sense. It makes sense.
It's sorry not, if I called it that.
No, it's not. Yeah. Also, we don't really care. Like yeah, we're just gonna like, let it fly. It doesn't matter. Right? Like it's all yeah. all respect, of course, and love. But like, yeah, you know, you make whatever comparisons you need to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like. I don't see a bunch of. I don't see a lot outside of house music. It's simply a matter of kind of interest and where I choose to spend my time. Yeah. But I do appreciate that though, that there are like these cultures and subcultures and it's even kind of, you know, it's kind of old, you know, it's kind of trite to say it that way, but like yeah. you do find a very different kind of connective tissue at each of in venues with each of those genres. And I think that's cool. Right. I think yeah. it leaves a place for people who have been in the game for years, who are new to the game, but they kind of experience through that wavelength, like literally and yeah, figuratively, so, right?
So
it's cool.
Objective, subjective thing.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas like if, again, for me, like house music, I'm content to
what's the thing that sort of like grabs you with house music?
It's not that something grabs me that way. Right. It's yeah. that something comes along to hold my hand and take me on a journey.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I really liked about like when we were at Do Not Sit, and I've said this to you and others that have been there with me, like you can walk in there at 10:30, 11 o'clock after it first opens.
Yeah.
Then you're at, you know, 118 BPM, organic, down tempo, and you're there for the night, right? And then you find yourself away, in like melodic, ones. Progressive,
yeah.
And then you get Afro House. And the night we were there, it was probably, like I think I told you, it was like the most kind of like up tempo that I'd seen that place. I've been there a half dozen or so times.
Really?
But like, yeah, it's just you. But you begin. You know when you go there, you're going, hey, it was Wednesday night. Yeah. Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
I don't get night it is. Like, let's go. Yeah. But you know when you go that you're going to be on a journey, right? That you're not going to be overloaded or overwhelmed with, you know, straight energy. And I don't want to say bangers like nonstop, because there are definitely places where you go and you're like, Jesus, the guy's going to play bangers for, you know, hours and hours and hours, four people, four sets. It's like, come on, guys. If you like that, that's fantastic. But I like the journey. So what grabs me, if you will, is knowing that I'm going on this journey throughout the night, and that I'm not like constantly pushed to the edge. Like I'm led to the edge.
Yeah.
And that's what house music is to me. And it's still a process. I'm still kind of early in my own process. But
definitely, it's like a different type of trip when you're going down a ski slope, I guess. You take the bunny trail, a little slow, steady. Yeah. Take which one's above that? Like blue?
I think the greens and the blues, right? Yeah, yeah, I'm somewhere between the greens and blues now, I think. Yes. Yeah.
Depends on what that mood is, that groove that you feel like fits you.
Yeah, shout out Experts Only, John Summit, right? Only. Why not? Double Black Diamond.
Yeah, Double Black Diamond.
I know, man.
I definitely like everyone fits in a groove somehow. They're locked in to a groove. It's just like, you know, what sports do you like? Everyone's got their groove with sports too.
Yeah, I mean, you know me. Yeah. Like I'm hockey, football. Like I'm you know, hockey as much as I can get, football as much as I can watch. But in general, it's also all sports, right? Like there's a compelling baseball game, tennis match, like even not really, but even golf sometimes, like,
terms,
yeah, exactly. There's right always, there's always a time and a place for kind of each event. And it's even like, so cricket, the T20, right, this year, right, in the United States, like my oldest kid followed that tournament, picked up a like 1x4 stick in the backyard and had the neighbor kids playing cricket in the front yard for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So I think it's the same kind of thing. Like, we're like, oh, there's this new thing.
You develop it somehow, because when you see someone excited about it,
exactly,
it worms its way into you somehow.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
And that's bringing sports is a good kind of frame of reference, because there are so many games and so many cultures that can get involved in that. I think the same applies to music, but at the end of the day, like, am I going to sign up to play in the men's cricket league next week? No, but I'm playing hockey twice a week.
Of course.
Right? Like, of course. I'm going to play hockey. But I do appreciate the crossover appeal of those things. But I don't know. I mean, what about you? Like, you and I have B2B together a lot. So you and I can go from 123 to 134 to one whatever. You take me wherever the hell. I'm like, where are we going, man? Let's do this, right? But like,
I try to get you out of your like locked in mode to
try to
go to discomfort, to some discomfort, and I think it's good for you a little bit. I'm just testing you.
It's definitely
out of fun.
the test is very real. I enjoy it. I do. It pushes me. So where I'm going with that is like, I'm still kind of in my, I love house music. It takes me on that journey. At the same time, I know you're in a techno, like you've been into breaks, like you've done a lot of different things. Like where do you see yourself in terms of what grabs you from each of those or any one of those, I guess.
Okay. So let's say, you know, what I can say when, what I say is like the thing I've done with house music, it's like been there, done that sometimes. Just kind of like you could take it off to so many directions until you find one that's sort of like, I didn't think I would get into this dark techno thing. And I think it's because of the background I was into, like, you know, like my teens, like a lot of the dark stuff and rock music and I just consider the, even like a, as a person who was into like 80s sci-fi movies, there's something about like that, that's the sort of like, I could feel like in my head, I'm seeing a movie, and based on the stuff I loved, sci-fi movies, and even the DJs that even talk about, you know, techno, like the ones that are the pioneers back then, they were saying, yeah, I really gravitated towards this European dark because of the movies that they've seen.
Yeah.
And they, you know, I can go into such a deep rabbit hole about this, but that basically that's the cusp of it. I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Whereas to bring the analogy to House for a second, I think House to me is kind of a, you know, it's one of those movies that you watch. Well, no. Come on, man. That's unfair. No, I think House can be, especially when it's when you've got some of the like the melodic stuff, progressive, like that really leads. It can lead towards techno and trance. Like, you know, at the end of a 4 or 5 hour session with House, you're like, the fuck did I just watch? That was really fucked up, right? Yeah, whereas what you're saying with techno, you're kind of in the moment, like you're taking it to a dark place. With house, sometimes you get to the end of it and you're like, that was wild, you know, right? I'm
trying to get people hip to it because it's really hypnotic and entrancing. Yeah. And then it's just sort of like, then you get lost in it.
Yeah.
You're like, where am I with this? It's really crazy how these sounds are just for 7 minutes long, and it's just like, oh, you see the little artful subtleties in it.
Yeah. When you're doing it for when you're over 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, whatever it is, and there's something that breaks it up, or like a subtlety, like you mentioned that like you heard a new layer, like
Where if it's house music, I'd rather be out dancing in front of it.
Yeah.
Besides me, because I'd rather be like enjoying it as a dancer for some weird reason, you know?
Yeah. No, I get that. I totally get that, and that's really it's coming down. But that's like at the heart of it, right? That is at the heart and at the roots of house music has always been, you know, dancing, right? It is a dance focused, oriented genre of music that evolved out of disco, right? Like
the communities that you bring with that is amazing.
Yeah.
Man.
So what's
so much love for the house scene?
What do we want to play tonight?
Let's not go anywhere further than 124 BPM. Let's keep it mellow and light.
It's gonna be
some beautiful structural melodic or what do you think? Progressive or something lower than that, or
I think that's right. I think that's right. I mean, you're not gonna get any argument from me on hanging out around a 124.
Yeah,
I think the progressive melodic. You can do some deep, even like the indie dance stuff, like by the way, is one of the things I really like about indie dance is that, or which is a weird name for a genre, right? It's just indie dance.
Peggy Goo, the queen of indie dance,
right? Like some of those have like that, they have that lower tempo, like 124 to 126, where it's kind of it's edging towards techno. It has a little like dark disco techno like feel to it. Yeah, like that's. Yeah, we could probably get into that tonight too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. What do we sign off? Do we have to do like a sign off?
No, I'm not.
Ryan's not signing off. So Ryan's not gonna look at the camera. I'm gonna look at the camera and say, thanks for joining the Open Decks podcast. Until next time, listen in. See ya.